welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Hey, we're going to continue our conversation with legendary Texas entrepreneur. He is the former owner of the San Antonio Spurs, the Denver Nuggets, and the Minnesota Vikings. That is Red McCombs. We also want to pay tribute to the legendary player in Tim Duncan, his retirement in the month of December, as far as, you know, with the jersey and just the celebration of his incredible career with the Spurs and in the NBA. So how will you remember him?
Well, that was 100% Popovich, because I don't think anybody else in the organization really were so high on Timmy to begin with. You know, everyone realized he was going to be a good player, but I'll just say that Pop was absolutely convinced that this was going to be one of the greatest players that ever lived. Mm-hmm. And, I'd say, boy, where's he coming from? But at any rate, he was everything that Pop thought he would be, and certainly a great, not only a basketball player, but a great person for your program. And just a wonderful guy to have wearing your colors. So he did his thing, but I will tell you another thing that Popovich has done.
What's that?
He uncovered a guy that most people weren't thinking about, and he has now waked up the entire world, and we really got some great teams over in the West, as you well know.
Sure.
But at any rate, I think that if we just jump forward a minute, I think the team to watch this year will be the Spurs. I think that they will take it all.
Wow, you're going on record saying that they are going to win it all. And why not? They're the second best team right now in the league. And
Popovich will probably kick my rear end for saying that.
We won't tell him.
But I'll tell you, this team is good and getting better. They're not even really know each other yet. They're about halfway through the season. Another 15 or 20 games, they'll hit their stride just about the time for playoffs. And over here, you know, we got some great teams in the West. So we're going to have to be good. But I fully believe that Pop has got the team put together. Again, it's going to take it all.
Well, the Spurs, they had a rare off week. They lost 2 of 3, but that hasn't happened in quite some time. But one of the things I did want to ask you, Red, is what are some of the reasons that the Spurs, they really haven't missed a beat since Tim Duncan has retired? How does Coach Popovich, how does he do it with this level of consistency and sustained success?
Well, I give Larry Brown all the credit in the world for the development that Popovich ended up being, because he just recognized that here was a guy that was bright, that was a student of the game, but more than that was a student of psychology and people. And the fact that you've got a coach and the coaching staff has to live with these guys for 7 months out of the year, and they're either playing or traveling all the time, playing over 4 games a week. And being an athlete yourself, you know, that's hard to stay geared up for that. But I just give Popovich all the credit in the world, because he develops guys that want to play for him. And if you watch the Spurs and watch what some players say, you'll see that the players are always very, very positive toward Pop. And Pop is going to go down in history. I don't know how long he's going to want to coach, but certainly as long as he wants to.
Yeah.
But good God, you know, here we are in the smallest market. Here we are with the ship that shouldn't be able to, and we stand up against New York and Chicago and Philadelphia and L.A. and all, and not just one night, but throughout the program. So really great. And in addition to that, Pop developed a lot of coaches under him that are coaching in the league. And now They know everything that he knows, and he's got to go beat them.
Absolutely. Only have time for one more question with the great Red McCombs tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show, and it is a very special program tonight. In fact, George Karl, one of your former players, is on our program. You got to share at least one story about George Karl and his time with the San Antonio Spurs.
A thousand, but
okay, I know.
George Karl,
no pressure.
When we got the Chaparrals out of Dallas and the American Basketball Association, in our first year, the player that we were entitled to draft, our number one choice was George Karl, a guard out of North Carolina. And not that I had anything to do with it, but Angelo Drosos, my partner, did know the game real well and knew the players well. And he said, this is a tough-nosed, hard-nosed guy. Mm-hmm. And someday he's going to be one of the best coaches in the business. And, of course, he did a great job here for us as a player. And he's done a great job as a coach.
Yep.
He's had some medical problems over the last few years. But we love him to death in this market.
Thank you so much, Red, and some great insight on your Texas Longhorns and also talking about the Spurs. We've got you on the record that they're going to win it all in 2017.
Well, I'm going to go put on another CD of old salad Charlie Walker.
There you go.
Who
I
just
love...
happens to be your father.
Oh, that's
who was
right.
One of the greatest friends I ever had. So, well, thanks for calling and good luck.
Absolutely.
Hotel Eli. I really like that stroke he's got.
Hey, we'll be in San Antonio soon, and we'll catch up with you. Thanks so much, Red. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful conversation with the legendary Texas entrepreneur and former owner of the San Antonio Spurs, the Nuggets, and the Minnesota Vikings, the great Red McCombs, who joined us tonight at SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best, the next generation of sports at SB Nation Radio.